Krishna, me welcome all of you affectionately to this episode of the Compassion Tuesday. This program has started already several years ago. Every Tuesday of each week we are here in our place, our little ashram, the Gora Bhavan, engaged in sending feelings of compassion, prayers for the world, if you so want, to help and do our little bit to uplift the atmosphere and free it from anxiety and suffering. The idea came really many, many years ago when I stopped doing one of my visits in Vrindavan and saw that while I was eating two meals a day, while I was dressed very sufficiently, warmly, and while I had even some electric heater in the winter, most of the people around me did not eat regular meals, did not have good clothing, especially not the widows which lived there. And I decided, how can I be a spiritual person if I don't do anything to actively better the situation of the people, especially the widows at that time, because they were the neglected part of Indian society. They were considered inauspicious. And from this idea, a little charity eventually evolved. And even when I'm here in the West, I'm thinking how to do something for the betterment of others. And one of the programs is Compassion Tuesday, where we send prayers, or compassionate prayers, for the well-being of the world. The question which I would like to address is, how can we come into a compassionate mindset? Very often we are living our lives in a self-centered way. What brings us out of our own little self-concerned, maybe even self-absorbed mindset, into a much vaster awareness, where we are wishing well for others as well? Well, one of the important skills which we teach during these Compassion Tuesdays is attentive or active listening. I will talk a little bit about this, then we will go right into a compassionate meditation and conclude the program with a little kirtan. But what is this attentively or actively listening? It's actually a skill which you require in order to be compassionate. It is entering through hearing people into the world of the people. It means really actively listening. That is not just hearing a person, like sound, but listening to them. They usually communicate their messages not only with the voice, but with the posture in which someone talks. If someone talks very like this. It's different than what this posture communicate. Facial expressions, sound of the voice, the intended meaning, all these are engaged when someone communicates. And if you actively listen or attentively listen, you take all this in. You might say, this is very complicated. I mean, do I have to learn to interpret the sound of the voice? Do I have to learn to interpret gestures and facial expressions? I mean, this is beyond me. No. You have to learn to only switch one bottom. That is, put your mind on pause while you are listening. With this, you put your filters on pause. You step out of your story and you're just there for the person with the intention and interest to understand the person. It's very simple. And then all this information, which I was alluding to, you know, what a person intends to say, what they are really saying, what is expressed through facial expressions or gestures or sound of the voice. All this comes very easily to you if you have just put this one button. Pause your own mind. And a good way to do this is that you imagine that before you respond to the person, you are able to tell exactly what he has just now told you, as if you are repeating it verbatim. Let me give you an example. Something which you can immediately apply in your life. The next interaction which you have with someone, do just this one thing. Ask them a question. I would be so interested to know what is going on in your life and what you feel about the situation where you are. And then just be on the seat of the listener, pausing your own mind and trying to understand everything they say in such a way that you are able to tell it to a good friend. You will be amazed what this little method will reveal to you. Very often in communications we are already getting ready to say our bit. Very often in our communication, so we feel this is finally an opportunity to make myself understood. But in this case of active listening, which is a vital part of the compassion training, in this active listening and attentive listening, it is two words which want to express the same thing. You are just there for the person. You are just downloading by switching off your own interpretation, your own translator, so to say, and just trying to gather as many informations as you can in that short time which you have. Really, how will we ever be compassionate towards others if we don't really understand them? And you will find out very often the simplest act of compassion is to just be there for a person, to just hear them out, to just not only hear them out, to listen to them, and even more, to listen to them with the intention to understand their life. When a person finds a person who listens, they are sometimes willing to pay thousands of euros. Do you know people run nowadays to psychologists to just find someone who is hearing and who is asking questions about them? And then they feel, ah, oh, I have been understood. You will be surprised. I have been often in situations where I only said a few things, but mostly did active listening. And the people came to me and said, this was the best meeting I had. Everything is clear to me. Because I compassionately was there for them. Active listening or attentive listening means to be there for another. It's a great act of compassion. I would like to tell you a little story that came today on my table. It was sent to me by a person who attends our Compassion Tuesday. It's about a person called Grace. She was born in Rwanda or something like this. It's the country next to Uganda, as a disabled person. And the relatives of the family said to her parents, you better kill the baby, bring her out of the life. Because in that part of the world, one thinks disabled people are a curse, not only to themselves, not only to the immediate family, but to everyone else. And with that belief, things also happened which seemed to confirm this idea. The livestock of the relatives, the some animals died, and they all put that on the shoulder of this little child who was named Grace. I will show you a picture. I hope you can see. See, she has only one arm and she is without any legs. Kill her, said the relatives. But the mother and the father thought this is a precious being. They felt love in their heart and they did not do this. The rest of the relatives, the clan, were becoming more insistent. So they killed the father of this little child, Grace. Then the mother had to take her other three children and Grace, this disabled child, and flee to Uganda, the neighboring country. And there they met one lady, her name is Betty, I have her picture for you, who heard the case of that family. This is Betty. And she listened to the whole situation. That here was a woman who had a disabled child, and the clan had turned against her and murdered her husband as a warning. And she felt so much that this is not right, and took care of Grace and her mother and the other family members. And in this way, by actively engaging with the story of this other family, Betty had already 9 children, that is not extraordinary. There, she adopted this and gave a chance of life. Now Grace is to some degree known. She wants to become a journalist and to talk about her situation. She's very nicely educated, a very spirited person, and she can do everything she needs to do, but she does it differently. My point here is, if Betty would not have listened and tuned into the situation, Grace would not be alive today. Active listening immediately puts a spark onto your compassion potential so that it burns brightly. The moment you learn this little skill to just be there for the person, take in without judgment the situation, and try to be so attentive to the situation and find out the things about it that you could give a good picture of the person's life. Active listening ignites your potential for compassion. And once that compassionate potential is awakened in you, there's nothing more that transforms you and makes you the person you really are than this little skill. Good. I thank you for actively listening to the story of Grace, and which in my mind is the story of Betty, who actively listened to the situation. And I want to invite you now to let us go to the second part of Compassion Tuesday, the part where we actually send our well wishes into the world. Request you to find a comfortable sitting position. Let us very, very briefly center ourselves. Please feel your feet up to your knees, up to the hip bones, and relax. Relax the feet, move up to the knees, relax. Go to the hip bones, relax. Let us move our attention up the spine. Relax our back. Relax our chest. Relax our belly. attention to your elbows. Relax. Move from the elbows to your hands. Relax. Your shoulders. Relax. The back of your neck. It is within your heart that you exist as the self, the real self. Remain in that inner space. remain in your space with these people whom you have invited. Now connect with the source of compassion in your heart. Tell yourself, by focusing on those in need of compassion, just like me, people of this world are seeking happiness. Just like me, people of this world are trying to avoid suffering. Just like me, people have known loneliness. Insecurity about their future. Just like me, people of this world are trying to fulfill their needs. Just like me, the people of this world are learning about life. Again, bring the concrete images, the people or the persons, into your space for which you wish to now send compassionate wishes, good wishes, maybe prayers. Let us start now.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Rama.
Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. My dear participants, it is a genuine honor and also a wonderful experience to be doing this with all of you. Let me again repeat and state the intention of this program. For spiritual people, the main dharma is to be compassionate. Now this feeling is residing within all of us, like other emotions like anger or love. They are there, it is there. In Compassion Tuesday we are learning how to access compassion, how to awaken it, how to nourish it, how to make it bigger in us. And for this, we do require a few helpful skills that can evoke this. We have talked about building an intention. Today we have talked about attentive or active listening. And on the next Compassion Tuesday, I wish to enter a subject which I have carefully reserved. It is self-compassion. Because it is from the self where everything else emanates and comes forward. You need to first be connected with that space within you so that you can extend compassion like almost concentric circles. So wise self-compassion, or let us say spiritual self-compassion, is something else than its counterpart, which we often find in the world, selfishness or egoism. It is something very, very amazing, something which can be easily accessed or learned. So I am very much eager. I even need to control my tongue to not start now to talk about it, to enter this subject, self-compassion. See you soon again, hopefully for next Compassion Tuesday.